It's a core value. It's something that is deep on the inside of you.
Welcome to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Let's join our pastor and teacher, William J. McDuffie.
How is it that people who sit on the same row in the same church, breathing the same air, singing the same songs, studying out of the same Bible, how is it that some people have tremendous results consistently, and then other people have nothing to really show in the way of manifestation? Now, this is not condemnation. I think that when we deal with anything, you can't help but deal with things the way you think. And so I have to deal with this the way I think. I'm a troubleshooter, and if stuff's not working, I need to know why it's not working. That's very important to me, because I know that the Word of God cannot fail. God cannot fail. The Bible says that God is love, and the Bible tells us love never fails. So God can't fail. God is His Word. So the Word cannot fail. So earlier in my development, I was surprised when I released my faith and things happened. But now, I'm surprised when it doesn't happen. I'm not surprised when I release my faith for something specific and it happens. Because that is the norm for the believer. That's the norm for the believer. So if it's not happening that way, then I have to stop. I go back and I ask the Holy Spirit for wisdom. The Bible says if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask God, who gives to all men freely. Amen. And upbraideth not, or he doesn't reject anybody. He's going to give you that information. But the Bible says that the person who asks must ask believing. And so I want to know, what is it, sir, that people in the same environment, you have a variance of manifestation. Some people are consistently receiving, and some people are pretty much in the same place they were when they came here. 6 months later, same place. 12 months later, same place. 2 years later, same place. Amen. And what I mean by same place is, that doesn't mean that they're not seeing any victory. They're not seeing any increase, but they're not seeing any more increase than anybody else in the world. People in the world are seeing, listen, somebody in the world got promoted too now. Amen. Somebody in the world, a flat-out unbeliever, demon worshiper, got hired somewhere this week. So that is not really indicative of what's on the inside of us. It's when someone can do this with consistency, constantly, every time they release their faith. Not once in a while, not every other time. What would cause that? Okay, we're going to talk about that. You have Isaiah 55. Let's look at verse 6. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have compassion on him and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Verse 8. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are my ways, nor are your ways, rather, my ways, declares the Lord. As the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your way, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Okay, God tells us here that his way of thinking is different from our way of thinking, or different from the person who is trying to figure it out on their own apart from God. God says, my thinking is different. So he says, listen, you need to forsake your way. You need to forget about your thoughts and think my thoughts. Now, it ought to be encouraging that you are created with the capability to think like God. You should be excited that you can think God's thoughts. You can do it. Now, it doesn't mean that you are doing it. It doesn't mean that I am doing it. But we're capable of thinking his thoughts. Amen. Well, if you can think God's thoughts, then you can speak God's word. Amen. And if you can think God's thoughts and speak God's word, you can get the exact same result that God gets. Amen. You can get the exact same result. Because the very word that God uses to get result is the same word he's given you and I. And we ought to get the same result. So what is it that stands in the way? Okay, the difference is our core belief system, or our core values. What are core beliefs? These are deeply held beliefs. And they're called core values because we believe them in our hearts. We have programmed ourselves to take from all of the thoughts that we've been exposed to in the earth, and we have taken those thoughts, some of those thoughts, and we have put them down on the inside of us. Now, this core belief system is the equivalent to a computer program, more specifically, an operating system. When you turn on your computer, you should see the same things happening sequentially every single time. If you shut your computer down and turn it back on, you'll see the same sequential process. Why? It's a program. It's a routine. It's programmed to do that. It cannot do anything else. If you want the computer to do something else when it boots up, you've got to do something about that operating system. Tell me this. What happens when a magnet is near a metal object that is able to conduct? It draws it to it, right? It attracts it. What else does it do? It not only attracts it, it will make the item magnetic. If there was a nail here, and I put a nail on the end of a magnet, and I put that nail near other nails, what will happen to the other nails? They'll be drawn to the nail that's attached to the magnet. Why? Because the magnet is always trying to exert itself in its environment. The magnet is always trying to reproduce itself. So whenever something that is conducive comes in contact with it, that thing becomes a magnet. Now, if this magnet is strong enough, if it is powerful enough, once you break that nail off, that nail is permanently magnetized. Because what happened? The magnet took what was in it, attracted what it can attract, and then, in a sense, put its nature, recreated itself. Now, that is a physical representation. That's physical law. Now, let me ask a question. When God created the heavens and the earth, how did he do it? He spoke words. When God spoke words, did it happen or did it not happen? And when it happened, God looked at it and said it was good. How did God know it was good? It looked like what he saw on the inside. So when God stepped into the universe, what was in him came out of him when he spoke it. His core beliefs attracted to him what he wanted attracted. And out of his core beliefs comes what is produced. Light is only light because it came out of the Spirit of God. God can look at it and say it is good. Why? Because when he saw light on the inside, light on the outside looked like light. And you were made like him. Let us make man in our image and our likeness, and let us give them dominion. How are you going to have dominion in the earth? You were going to have dominion because you were going to have a core of beliefs, a core of things you know to be true, a core of things you stand on. And everything that you desired from your core, it would be attracted to you. Everything external to you would conform itself to you. Circumstances and situations are supposed to conform to your core belief. And whether you know it or not, it always does. Always. Whatever is going on around you is a function of what's going on inside of you. What is going on around me is proof of what's going on in me. Whether I know it or not, I am designed to be dominant. And I dominate the environment. I dominate the things around me. I don't dominate people, but I have the ability to draw certain folks. And if you know anything about a magnet, I also have the ability to repel. Why? What causes it to repel is the force on the inside exerts itself in one specific direction and one direction only. So, whenever something which has force, if it does not line up, these things repel each other. I know somebody told you opposites attract. That's only outward. But inwardly, so you might look at me and pastor and see opposites. My wife and I do not share the exact same values. We don't share the exact same beliefs. But we do share the exact same core values. We share the exact same core beliefs. And because we have the same core values, we are connected. And so no matter what we've been through, We've been able to stay together because we share the exact same core values. What I attract is a function of my core values. Now, I'm not saying everything that I attract. Don't please understand that. Everything that comes against me is not necessarily something drawn to me, because there is an enemy in the earth. And what he understands is that if he can affect your core values, he can affect what goes on around you. He knows that. So he, knowing full well that life is lived from the inside out, will get you to focus on life from the outside. So you have more faith in what you see outside of you than you have faith on what's inside you. And as long as you have more faith in what is external to you, you will always minimize and discount what is internal to you. So what does that mean? If I think that really what is success are things external, I won't work on the internal. See, if I think that looking like we're in wedded bliss is more important than being, if I think looking rich, if I think looking prosperous, if I think looking happy, if I think that that's what's more important, then I'll put all my emphasis on clothes and makeup and hairstyles and trappings, gold, silver, I'll put all of my emphasis on those things because in my thinking that's more important than what's inside of me. Now, a magnet can be demagnetized. That means that for you, your core values can change. Your core beliefs can change. However, there is only one being in the entire universe who can change your core beliefs. Amen. Only one being of all the multiplied trillions of angels, the multiplied millions of demons, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit, Satan, and all the people on this planet right now, the 6 billion on the planet now, and the multiplied billions either in heaven or in hell right now. Not one of those external beings. Because God is the only one who has the ability to live in you as a believer, he will not do one thing to change your thinking. Now, I gotta get you to get this, because religion has told you that it's God's responsibility and all you need to do is pray. Stay with me. Prayer has its purposes and man ought to pray always and not turn coward. But prayer by itself will not get you where you need to be. You can't come up here, we squirt some oil on you and change your thinking. Because it's about personal responsibility. Only one person. You ready for this? I'm not responsible for everything that comes my way, but the things that regularly are in my life. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Those things that are regularly there, I can't blame the devil for that. I can't blame Jesus for that. I can't blame you for that. I'm going to mess you up. I can't blame my upbringing. I can't blame. Because whatever's going on around me on a regular basis is a function of what's on the inside of me. Amen. Now, this is going to mess up some of you, but we have a tendency of not taking responsibility in the affirmative. For example, when good things happen, good things are a function of what goes on inside of me. I give God praise because his thoughts are the thoughts that I've put in my core values that causes things to be recreated or things to be drawn to me. So I give him praise for that. But it isn't God who does it. We want to give all the credit in the good and then we take all the credit in the bad. The problem with that is sometimes if you get used to taking credit and, you know, giving God the credit in the good, when the bad comes around, you want to give God credit for that too. Come on, we've done that. The reason I'm going through this is God is trying me. He's testing me. All right? You started in 1983. It's 2007. You're still going through the same stuff. Seemed to me God kind of bringing you the long way around, isn't he? Or it could be the things that consistently happen in my life are a function of what I have put in me and have drawn to me. Now, listen to me. By the same token that things are drawn to me, things are repelled. Now, you got to get this. If you write anything in your notes tonight, write this. Your core values will not accept anything that does not line up with them. Your core values will not accept anything that does not line up with them. Nothing. When something that does not line up with your core values come, you will reject it. Now, please understand this. Approximately anywhere from 75 to 85% of your thought life is what we call subconscious. That means that it is not something that you are consciously thinking about. You know, when you're surfing the internet with your computer, what you got to understand is the program, the browser you're using is really operating in conjunction with the operating system, which you can't see. It's operating behind the scenes, but it's doing the majority of the work. But you don't see the operating system. You don't interact with the operating system, but it's doing the majority of the work. Why? Because it is the very heart of that computer. Without that program, you just have a hunk of metal, plastic, silicon. That's it. You've got a very expensive paperweight. That's all you have without a program. Now, stay with me now. Even though I say, my God supplies all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus, and I know that, if I think that, but I have not thought it through to the point that it has replaced the previous thought that was a core belief, until I believe it, until it becomes part of my core being, it not only will not draw opportunities of financial increase, it will absolutely repel. If I don't change my core belief system, I'll still make bad financial decisions. I'll sit on the road right next to somebody who's financially blessed. We'll sing the same songs. We'll speak in tongues that's very similar. We'll study out of the same Bible. We'll turn. We'll highlight, maybe with the same color highlight. But until my core is changed, I can know what's right. But if what's wrong is in my heart, the very core of my thinking, then nothing external to me will change. I can go to church and be in every service, be here early and stay late. But if I don't make a decision to change those core thoughts, I can get Charles Capp's book all day and I can read these confessions. But if I don't ultimately get these confessions into my core, I will not change anything. Now, I had a doctor's appointment today. It's the first time I've been to a civilian doctor, as a civilian, since I was a child. And so I went to the doctor's appointment. Now, you know that most doctor's appointments, when you come in, they're going to take you through some batteries of tests. And what kind of things they're going to look for or measure? Blood pressure, your height, weight, your temperature, stuff like that. Vital signs. The lady put the cuff on my arm today. Now, listen to this. When I was fit and trim, fighting, when I was doing 110 push-ups, 100 sit-ups, and running the 2-mile run in under 11 minutes, my blood pressure was 140 over 80, which they call normal high. It's normal. It's high. That's normal. That's what my blood pressure was at 17 years of age, 120 pounds. Well, I've been confessing out of this book, God's Creative Power. And there's one called God's Creative Power for Your Healing. And there's some for God's Creative Power for Your Finances. And so I've been confessing. Thank you, Father, that I have a strong heart. My heart beats with the rhythm of life. My blood flows to every cell of my body, restoring life and health abundantly. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. Now, I have been saying that over and over and over, but in my thinking, I kept seeing 140 over 80 until one day I said it and I paid attention. I said 120 over 80, and I thought at that moment my blood pressure had never been 120 over 80. My blood pressure is 120 over 80. The life of God flows in my blood and cleanses my arteries of all matter that does not pertain to life. And I'm saying that day in and day out and day in and day out. Now, after I said it, got it in me, I said nothing else. I went, the lady put the cuff on me today. She said, your blood pressure is 126 over 80. That is the lowest in my whole life my blood pressure has ever been. Now, somebody might be saying, well, it's not 120, but it ain't 140. If I just keep on believing, keep on speaking. You didn't understand that. It changed my blood pressure. No medication. I take no medication. I don't take blood pressure medication. I take no medication. I'm on no prescription drug until today. They gave me some Nasonex for my nasally stuff. That's it. But that's it. I'm on no blood pressure control medicine, and my blood pressure has come down. Why? Because when my core beliefs changed, it affected the things external to it. But what happens is so many of us, we're just so used to hearing the word, and we go through this process of mental ascent. We just keep putting it in our head, putting it in our head, putting it in. But the problem with putting in your head is that whatever's in your head and confess with your mouth does zero, zero. It's what you put in your heart and speak with your mouth that you receive. And so what happens is we're so used to say, and we say, amen, amen. Now, nothing's changing in our thinking. Remember this. When the new information comes, the old information, because it does not want to change. You were created that once you got information on you, it would take effort to change you. It would take some external or internal pressure that would cause you to change. If you do not go through that process, no matter how many opportunities show up, you will reject them. Now, in your mind, you want them. In your confessions publicly, you want them, but you haven't changed your core. So what happens? You repel the opportunity. Instead of seeing it as an opportunity, you see it as an obstacle. Two people looking at the exact same thing. One person sees an obstacle. Somebody else sees an opportunity. Somebody talked about the housing market in Sierra Vista and around the country is flat. The bubble has burst. Some people see it as an obstacle. But there are people out there, based on their core beliefs, they see opportunity. So two people sitting on the same road, same Bible, same pastor, same church, same songs, same praise and worship team, everything seemingly identical, but their core values or core beliefs are not the same. So one, and people get mad. See, this is the thing that messes people up, is that they get mad. They get resentful of the person who constantly, I wasn't even looking for opportunity. Opportunity just keep on coming. Let me prove that to you. Turn to Deuteronomy chapter 28. Deuteronomy chapter 28. This, I'm telling you, if you get this, it'll change everything about you. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1. Now it shall be, if you diligently obey the Lord your God, being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today. Now, if you do all the commandments of God, the only way you can do that, we know for a fact that your behavior is driven by what? By what you believe. If the only way I can do all of the commandments, I have to believe them. The reason why some of you have difficulty with the commandments of God is because you don't believe them. You know them. You don't believe them. Because when you believe them, it will govern your behavior. Listen to what he says. Being careful to do all his commandments, which I command you today, the Lord your God will set you high above the nations of the earth. All these blessings. Now, there are going to be a bunch of them coming after verse 2. All. Not most of them. Now look at me, look at me, look at me for a moment. See, the world gets some of these. God promised you all of these blessings will come upon you and will overtake you. You looking for blessings. That's your problem. You need to stop looking for blessings and look to change your core values, and blessings will be looking for you. Now, the same way that blessings overtake you, these curses, he says later. Why? Because if I don't do what the word says, now I cannot fail to do what the word says and have nothing in that place. So if I don't believe the word, I must believe something. And this is, check this out. You don't believe that the word is not true. You believe something else is true. Because you don't believe, you can't believe in the negative. You don't believe in the negative. We say that in conversation, but it's impossible to believe in the negative. You cannot not believe in marriage. You believe in being single. Do you understand what I'm saying? People say, I don't believe in marriage. No, it's not that you don't believe in marriage. You believe in being single. Because you can only believe. Now, when that belief that you have does not line up with God's word, we call that unbelief. It's not non-belief. It's impossible to be a non-believer, but it's possible to be an unbeliever. You cannot be a non-believer because you believe something on the subject of marriage. And what you believe is what's going on in your marriage. You're married and you're happy, or you're married and you're not so happy. You're single and you're happy. You're single or you're unhappy. But whatever it is, it's based on a belief system. I used to think that there was a sign on me or something because of different circumstances. Not all bad. By the same token, I've just always been successful in any career venture I've set out to do. I just have. They just come to me. But there were negative things that I would constantly see everywhere I went. I would PCS from one unit to the next and have the same issues with the same people. And different people, but the same person. You know what I'm saying? And then I had to realize something when I got this word. It's not them. I need to change something in my core. All your friends betray you. You are drawing people who mean you no good because you don't value you. And because you don't value you, you only bring opportunities of people who will not value you. If you don't change your core beliefs, even though you know God wants you blessed, you'll still be broke. Summing this up, this is all about. You're not going to change your financial situation until you get a picture of real prosperity in your belief system. As long as you have a poverty mindset, a poverty experience that you have locked onto, confessing Philippians 4:19 three or four times will not change what you have put in you for 22, 32, 42, 52, 62, whatever your age, those years, it won't change it. You have to do it over and over and over. And how do you know when you've done it enough? Because what is drawn to you, what you see, where you used to see same thing, used to see opposition, you see it as an opportunity. Amen. And the only thing that changed, stay with me. Do you know why most of you here tonight, I'm going to tell you, I used to be the king of frustration. I used to be the king of frustration. All of you would have just been my subjects because I would have been the king of frustration. God told me one day, frustration is proof of futility. Frustration is proof of futility. That means that you in your heart know that what you're doing is a waste of your time, impossible to change. That's why you feel frustrated. Do you know why a lot of you are frustrated? Because you are trying to change other people. You are trying to change circumstances and situations without changing yourself. I'm just going to put it as plain as I can. The problem isn't everybody else. You and I must change. Well, my beloved partner, that's it for this teaching session. Did you get something out of this message? I pray that you did. I count it a distinct privilege and an honor to call you friend. And I look forward to hearing from you. So write me. Yvette and I love you dearly, and we pray for you constantly. Until next time. This is Pastor William McDuffie reminding you that Jesus is Lord, so you ought to walk in the blessing.
You've been listening to Walk in the Blessing, the media outreach of William McDuffie Ministries. Thank you for your generous financial contribution. It is because of you, our covenant partner, that we are reaching people around the world for Jesus Christ. We would like to extend to you another opportunity to sow into this ministry, which is indeed good ground. If you would like to sow a tax-deductible contribution, please write us at William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. That's William McDuffie Ministries, P.O. Box 2368, Sierra Vista, Arizona, 85636-2368. And as always, walk in the blessing. Keep on walking.